او که با اجازه حضار محترم ادامه میدیم هلخوت خانوکا. Last night we did it in Persian. میفرمایند که اینجا گفتیم شمن زیت میسامن مبخار، گفتیم روغن زیتون بهترین. This is the best way to light the candles. بهم این یخ شمن تخت همیتا لو ید دیگو بنار خانوکا. And if they put, if they stored the olive oil or any food, if it's stored under a bed, right, it's not, it should not be used because the kol midi de achila, anything edible, a person should not store under their beds. گفتیم فکر کنم اینا. اگه مثلا رفتین تونا فیش سیل بوده، رفتین هزار تاشو خریدین، زیر تخت و خواب نمیذارن، چون میفرمایند شوم دکل میدی ده اخیلا شورا علاو رو اخرا تخت همیتا به که ما دیم اصل اخیلا نیم اصل میتسبا میشوم حقیبه هونال پخاته خواه. اوکی فاین. And then the بنشخای says این لحلیق قطعت نروت بشون قطعت میشعبان. You cannot do like, you know, part of the candles with oil and part regular candles. چرا که دشلو یوم رو شنه انناشی میدلگو؟ Because people might think that it's this minrafer, it's two, belongs to two people. Two people lit together. One did shemen and one did candles. ועוד אין בזה הידור מצווה. Also it's not הידור מצווה. And also it says, טוב שגם גוף הנרות יהיו שווים בגודלן ומראים מנהל. That the נרות should be similar to each other. Right. So mishum hidur mitzvah, and that's the reason that the shamash has to be different. The shamash has to be different. It cannot be in the same row, same height, because you want to distinguish. Because the shamash, it's not really part of the nerot mitzvah, and so therefore, so now Rav Ovadia says, true, shemen zayit is the best. But we have the second best is other types of oils, rougan konjet, canola, whatever it is, right? Because they are better than what you call it, better than lighting with a candle. Vahapetil tzaf hanatun al hashem lafar b'shapetil amitzvah shavam, right? So there are some people that question these wicks that we use, that they are covered with wax, right? So Rav Ovadia says it's not a problem, right? So he says there are some people that know they are machmir. They make their own wicks, handmade wicks, or they get wicks without wax. Because what's the problem? Afal b'shah petila mitzupa shava or b'tchila nidlaket la shava. When you lit it first, you are lighting the wax and then the wick. ולקח רבן דקת הבטיחה, קיים עולן הדלגה עושה מצווה מכל מקום, right? הכל נחשב, it's considered one הדלגה, וכשר להדלגת נר חנוכה לחתכילה. רובדי says, it's לחתכילה, not בדיעבד, it's לחתכילה, that you could use this floaties and with the wicks that are covered with wax. So v'chen v'lo yadligu bo ner chanukah v'lo ner shabbat, he says, right, as far as the oil, benishchai said, that if the oil was kept under a bed because of the ruach ra'ah, not to use it, not for shabbat and not for ner shabbat or chanukah. So Rav Ovadia says, v'ketav harav shehashemen kasher lehadlaga ner shabbat v'ner chanukah. ובפרד בזמננו, so here it's not a major מחלוקת. בן ישחי is מחמיר, רב עובדיה is מגד. He says, בזמננו, שהקרקע שלנו מרוצפת באבנים או בגורות, ואין לעניין אכילה במקום שיש הפסד מרובה, מותר לאכול מאכלים שהולכו תחת המיטה. רב עובדיה says, nowadays, that the floors in all the homes are covered, either, right, it's not dirt. So therefore, he says, you don't have the Ruach Ra'ah, and therefore, right, he says, it's a Chumrah. if a person wants to be mahmir, not to use or even eat food that was put under the bed. But you know, it could be mahmir like the Ben Ish Chai. So I hope I understood this correctly. You see, we know there's a machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, whether the numbers of the Nerot of Hanukkah, you go from the way we do, from 1, 2, 3 till 8, or the reverse. I think Bet Hillel say you go up, Bet Shammai say you start from high up, you start from 8, and then 7, 6, you come down. If I'm not mistaken, the Maharal, I heard him, I'm not sure, if, you know, that this is what that the Maharal says. What's going on? What's a machloket? He said the machloket is, Bet Shammai, no, Maharal says that, you know, exactly during Hanukkah, the days start to become longer, right? It's the winter, right? Till Hanukkah, the days become shorter and shorter. I mean, you see, even now Shkia is later, right? And then during Hanukkah, it starts going up. So the machlok, the way Maharal says that the person always should look in the on the past. The past was the days were becoming shorter. Bet Hillel says, no, you have to emphasize the future. And always look at the future. And look at this, at the future, the Nerot are becoming, now the days are longer and longer. Right, so he sees it's a beautiful message, the way Maharal says for life. Right, there are some people like, you know, they're constantly contemplating, oh, to Iran, Indoshtam, on the past. Right, Beit Hillel says, don't look at the past, look at the future. Baruch Hashem, right, have Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way that the days starting Hanukkah, right, this is Beit Hillel. Every day, look, one candle, two candles, three candles. That the Orot, these lights are increasing on a daily basis. Chag Sameach.